Tuesday mornings at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition, we check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And joining us again this morning is Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Two items to ask you about today, recently appearing in the PolitiFact Virginia column, and both involving the two major party candidates for governor of Virginia, Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Ken Cuccinelli. Now, first of all, in a TV ad, McAuliffe made a claim about his opponent Cuccinelli, saying that Cuccinelli had tried to make it harder for moms to get divorced. What'd you find?
Well, in Virginia, the grounds for ending a marriage include adultery, felony conviction, cruelty, or fear of bodily harm, willful desertion, and voluntary separation of 12 months if there are minor children involved and 6 months if there are not. Now, couples often use the separation rule to obtain a no-fault divorce, according to Edward Barnes, the president of a Richmond area family law firm. And Barnes said the process ends up being a little less expensive and neither party gets blamed. Now, Cuccinelli, as a state senator in 2008, introduced legislation to eliminate the ability for a spouse in a marriage with minor children to unilaterally file for divorce under the separation grounds. Now, that measure, which died in committee, would have allowed the other spouse to block the process by filing a written objection. Now, Cuccinelli explained in 2007 and 2009 campaign statements that studies show ending marriage have long-term effects on children and that marriages lasting 5 years or more are much more likely to last. For that reason, Cuccinelli said he supported legislation to set up a mutual consent divorce and require counseling where children were involved. And McAuliffe's ad suggests the measure would have weakened the options of moms seeking divorce and strengthened the hands of fathers. Barnes, the family law attorney, said it's misleading for McAuliffe to portray Cuccinelli's bill as aimed against mothers. That measure, he noted, is gender neutral. And legislation would have made it harder for moms to obtain divorces. But McAuliffe, in seeking to portray this as an attack on women, admits that it would have made it equally difficult for dads to get divorces. So he rated his claim mostly false.
All right. Now, Cuccinelli, in a comment to reporters recently, made the claim that he had never supported legislation that invades people's choices about contraception. What did you find when you checked on that?
Well, Cuccinelli said he said this while pushing back a criticism that he would restrict contraception access as governor, and that's a charge that he strongly denies. Much of the criticism focuses on Cuccinelli's support for a 2007 bill in the House of Delegates, which said all preborn children have a right to the enjoyment of life starting at fertilization. Now, in 2012, Cuccinelli spoke at a rally supporting another personhood bill that would have extended to embryos from the moment of conception all the rights enjoyed by other citizens in the Commonwealth. And both the 2007 and 2012 measures eventually died in the General Assembly. Neither bill explicitly said that they would have outlawed any form of contraception. In fact, the supporters of the 2012 measure said it was aimed at providing a civil cause of action in case an unborn child is killed by negligent action of a third party. But the issue is that some FDA-approved forms of birth control, such as the intrauterine device and emergency contraception, can prevent the implantation of an egg after it's fertilized. And last year, the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said personhood measures that say life begins at fertilization could ban those types of contraception. Now, Cuccinelli has never voted on a bill that explicitly restricts birth control options, so his statement has some accuracy, but he omits his consistent support of bills that would have opened up legal avenues to challenge some forms of contraception, so he rated his claim half true.
All right. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne. Have a good one.